Well, hello and welcome back. This is the second audio on the Release Renew program, and this time I'm going to give you some insights into how to tune in to those subconscious beliefs that are really stopping you from having everything you want. You know, peace is the ultimate goal, isn't it? Peace and freedom. Freedom from anxiety, freedom from worry, freedom from money problems, freedom from distractions if you want to create wealth, freedom from having people, places, and things in your life that are hurting you in some way, freedom from really that place inside of you where you're feeling angst and unhappy or worried or concerned, right? We want freedom from all that stuff. Well, here's what I know, is that when we change ourselves, you've really done your part in changing the world. Because when you change yourself, all of a sudden you help change those around you just by your influence, just by how you walk. I know for me, about 20 years ago, I was in a place in my life where it was really hard to be me. It was hard. I had decided to get a divorce. I had left my wife. I'd left my two beautiful daughters. And I had moved up to Sacramento, and I was in a place where I was making lots of money, but I'd surrounded myself with people that I thought were my friends who were really just like me, just a suffering soul going through life unconscious and not really knowing what the next step in their life was or even why they were here. And so I was very unconscious at the time, and I started searching within myself. I thought to myself, you know, it's got to get better. It can't get worse than this. But it kept getting worse because I didn't want to change. So for me, it took me to walk into a recovery group and admit that I had problems and that I needed some support. And that started me on a path of awareness and growth. And I found that, you know, it really took a lot of faith on my part to walk a path of faith to know that, you know, within me was more than what I had thought. I didn't know what that was at the time. I didn't know there was so much creativity, so much joy, so much happiness, so much wealth in all areas that was to be generated in my life at the time, because I was in a place where I felt hopeless. I felt like there was just more misery and darkness on its way. And I was in that place where even if some good would come, I felt like every day the shoe was waiting to fall off the bed and hit me on the head, and there was going to be something worse coming the next day. So that's kind of where I was, a dark spot. And it was when I found that I could make a choice to let go of the past, that I could make the choice that I could have a compelling future. Didn't know how to do that at the time. But I could make a choice to do that, and I would start to find those things in my life. And, of course, for me, it was a choice to learn how to meditate also. That was, like, the number one thing I did. And I didn't even know why I was meditating when I started. I didn't realize that through meditation, that by stilling the mind and connecting deeply to the infinite mind of God, that I could generate anything that I wanted in this world. But I didn't know that at the time. See, I thought that if I set goals and I would take step towards accomplishing those goals, that somehow my life would get better. And in some ways it did, but also it was very limited because I hadn't at that time included the soul in generating my life. I was just trying to create things from the outside in instead of the inside out. So what I had to do is I had to turn that around and had to learn that it was so key to success to create a discipline of me daily meditating morning and evening to still my mind and start to tune in to something higher than myself. And as I did, I started asking questions like, what is the meaning of life? Is it just me showing up and, you know, going through this life and at the end I, you know, somehow I just die and then what happens then? I didn't know. So I had to answer that. What is the meaning of life for me? And I started to write that out. I started to journal it. And I encourage you, if you haven't thought about that lately, what is the meaning? What is the purpose of your life right now? You know, is the purpose of your life to realize who you are at the core of your being, your soul, your connection with God, your connection with spirit, your connection with life? Is that the realization? You know, have you learned yet that this seems to be a school? Not seems to be, we're in a school. And when we learn our lessons, we move to the next level. If we don't, we stay stuck. If you've got that, that's great. But you still have to define what is it. What is it for you that's most important? And then I also believe we have to define this. You have to realize, I mentioned this in the first audio briefly, but I think for you right now, you might want to write out, what are you tolerating? What are you putting up with in your life? You know, honestly, if you believe that you just have to tolerate things in life continually, you've missed the point. Things show up for us to bring forth our spiritual greatness, our abilities, our wisdom, our power within us to overcome them. That's why they show up. So if you got a challenge physically, you have a challenge maybe eating, you have a challenge with your weight, you have a challenge in your business, you have a challenge in your relationship, those aren't just there to stay there permanently. Excuse me. They're calling you to step in and ask some new questions. Ask what it is that you need to change, develop, or grow into. Questions like, what do I need to release out of my life? Okay? But we can't go there first, because first of all, we have to decide what it is that we're tolerating, what it is that you're putting up with, what has stopped you from creating wealth beyond measure. And when I define wealth, I mean not just monetary wealth. I mean wealth of relationships. You have rich relationships. People that love you and you love them. People that are there for you. People that admire you and you admire them. You respect them. You love them deeply. Do you have that in your relationships, in your business life? A business that's thriving, that people want to work with you because they hear your presence, your power, your voice coming through. They go, I want that. I want what you have, right? Do you have richness in your business life? Do you have richness in your family life? You know, if you have people that are estranged in your family, I can assure you of this. When you change, they change. They don't change and then you change normally. If you're listening to this call, you're being called to change and develop and grow and to be a better person. So if you are in tune with this message, then what I encourage you to do this week is start to go deeper in your meditation practice, even before you release. You'll find when you do the release, renew, evolve exercises, that your life will just do that. You'll release the old, you'll start to renew yourself, you'll feel renewed in all areas of life, and you'll start to evolve. And the meditation part is important now because, and some of you, I'm preaching to the choir, you already meditate, that's great, but let me give you a couple tips. Just because you meditate every day even, doesn't mean that you're getting closer and closer to your soul, unless every day you go a little deeper in meditation. So the goal should be to go deeper every day, just a little bit, just subtly a little bit. Set that as your intuition. And why is that important? Because choices, what choices you're making right now, either to listen to this or turn it off, will determine the direction of your life, won't it? If you make the choice to go to a movie instead of maybe being with your children, okay, that impacts your relationship possibly, right? Choices of, you know, investing in this stock or investing in that stock will determine maybe if you're successful or not. Choices of staying in that stock, if your investment, for a longer period of time or blowing out of it will also make a difference in your life, possibly. So our choices, as you know, I'm speaking to the choir. We all make choices every day. But are they conscious choices? Are they choices that come from the soul? See, I have a belief and a knowing that this life is connected deeply to my Creator, my Source. And my Source always wants me, God always wants me to be happy, joyful, and free. Always. I know that. So the choices I'm making, right, if they're connected to the soul, they're always choices that bring more happiness, more joy, and more life into my life. Now, I might have to go through some challenges to get there, okay? But I know those challenges are just there, like I said earlier, is just to help us to grow, evolve, develop, and become all we can be. That's the only reason an obstacle is put in our way, right? Is to overcome it. What else are they there for? You know, to move them aside maybe or go a different direction. But choices, it all comes back to choices. So in meditation, when you are going deeper every day, you are able to still your mind. Stillness is the quality of the soul, that when we can tap into that, we start to tap into the inner wisdom, and we can start to hear the right choices to make every single day in every single way. How amazing would it be for you right now if you made the choice to go deeper every day and committed? You know, even if you're starting out in meditation, you commit morning and evening, even 5 minutes or more, because I know if you'll stay there 5 minutes, you'll stay there longer, okay? It's a great place to start to connect deeply with your intuition. You know, perfect intuition makes you a master of all knowledge. And intuition is a discriminative faculty, excuse me, that enables you to decide which two lines of reason is right. That's what I'm talking about. Which way to go? What is the right choice for you to make in your life? So I have realized in my own life that when you make the right choices, right, and you combine that with the power of your will, that we can accomplish almost anything. Now, what stops us from making right choices is that we make choices from our past thinking, and or our past thinking is holding our willpower down, because the mind comes up and says, oh, you've already done this. Oh, it'll never work out. Oh, this won't work out. That won't work out. You can't do this. You can't do that. And pretty soon you get paralyzed and you can't move in the direction that you want to create more success, joy, happiness in the areas of your life that you would like to. So there's a part of you that should develop your latent intuitive faculty. And it can only grow through meditation. So I encourage you, don't make things that are unimportant important, or important things unimportant, right? And make sure that you are tuning in to yourself, to your soul. Remember, I told you, I want you to get your own answers, not my answers, but I'll guide you to how to do that, okay? So if you're concentrating on trivial things, you know, at the expense of things that are important, it's going to hamper your success. So I want you to not focus on trivials. I want you to focus now on things that are important. And one of the things that we're talking about is going deeper in meditation. Now, for those of you that would like to, I have something I call the meditation sampler pack, and it's packed full of some ways to help you take your meditations deeper. All you have to do is email me, coachwithken@gmail.com, coachwithken, W-I-T-H, Ken, K-E-N, coachwithken@gmail.com, and put in the subject line, meditation sampler, and I will send you a link to that, that you can get the meditation sampler pack from me. I hope you'll take me up on this, because this is a powerful way for you to go deeper in your meditation practices. Now, what does that have to do with releasing everything? Because when you release the stuff that's stopping you, you're going to be able to go deeper and deeper into meditation. Now, what are we going to be releasing in the program? Well, there's some other pieces that I want to talk to you about that you're going to be able to release with the program, Release, Renew, Evolve. And by the way, you can get that at releaserenew.com, releaserenew.com. Go there and you can check out the program itself. It's reasonably priced, and I guess I would ask you, how much value do you place on peace and being able to generate the life of your dreams? I don't know if you can put a real value on that, but if you did, it's a lot more than what this program costs. So I want to say this to you. What do we release? It's interesting, because sometimes we release things that we're not thinking we're going to release. For instance, we release superiority. Now, most of you don't walk around and go, oh, I'm superior than this person and that person. But if you've ever had the feeling of feeling more than others or feeling less than others, that's a classic definition of shame. And when in this program, it helps you to release all shame, defined or undefined, in your life, so that now you walk around and the goal was never to be feeling more or less than somebody. The goal is just to be equal with everybody, right? You just want to be on par. You want to be able to connect with everybody on a level that empowers them. And when you can do that, by the way, your business, your relationships, your communication skyrockets like never before. So this program helps you release superiority, arrogance, conceit, smugness, any kind of pride, any kind of perfectionism, or being righteous or headstrong, being narcissistic, that place where you have to feel like you're self-absorbed, it's all about you. You know, all of us have been there, okay? I've been there. Hey, I've been the ego person and feeling less than or more than. That's why I know this stuff so well. I'd release all that stuff so I could just be with you and connect with you one-on-one and love you deeply, whoever you are, whoever you're listening to this. There's a sense of me that goes out, my compassion, my love, my heart goes to you right now as you're speaking to this, because I want you to get this. And, you know, there's so many programs and choices out there that you can make. Some of them take years and years and years to release this stuff. This is going to help you get a global release very quickly, so that you're feeling that sense of connection with yourself, connection with spirit, connection with others. People have told me about this program. They say they walk out, they feel changed. Some people describe it as, I was wearing a pair of sunglasses and I took them off and my life has color in it now. Other people tell me they have a deep sense of communion with the divine. Other people say, you know, it's subtle, Ken, but I just have more peace in my life. Other people tell me, wow, all of a sudden I did this program and I have more friends than I've ever had. Some people tell me that they have more money flowing in their life than it's ever been possible for them to have. Well, it's not impossible. It's all possible when you stop creating your life from the past, and you move beyond the challenges that you think are inevitable, okay? You just move beyond them. You just let them go. Hale Dorskin of the Sedona Method taught me just a really great exercise. You can do it right now. Take a pen in your hand and roll it back and forth. Roll it back and forth. Put your palm up, right hand. Put your pen in your right hand. Put your palm up and roll your pen back and forth. Now grasp that pen and turn it over and drop it. That's how fast you can drop the past thinking. In fact, most people don't get this. It's like some people have a habit. Years ago, I was a smoker of all things. Oh, gosh, I can't even believe I said that. But that's who I was. That's who I wasn't who I was is what I was doing, right? And I always thought if I was going to quit that, it'd get harder and harder and harder every day if I quit. You know, boy, that addiction would kick in and get me more and more. The truth was far from that. What happened was I had less nicotine in my body every day. I had more strength and willpower every day because I had racked up a few days. I had a sense of well-being that I let this go. I had a sense I replaced it with chewing on candy, so I had something to replace it with, right, or chewing gum. So, you know, it got easier and easier, and that is with any habit that we have going on. It gets easier and easier. So what happens is you make the commitment, you set the intention to change, you make a pact with your soul, this is it, this is what I'm going to do, right? And then you look back over time to see that you've made that change. Well, guess what? It becomes so much easier when you've made a conscious choice of releasing all the past thoughts, choices, and actions, right, that you've done. You're choosing to live from a place in the present moment. And this isn't an exercise, by the way, you do in your head. No, this is an exercise. You spend some time. I ask you to create a sacred space in your time, okay, that you can just be there for yourself for several hours, and you're going to get it out of your head, whatever the past challenges are. Maybe things you trusted wrongly. Maybe you're in happiness. Maybe your past limitations, you're going to get out of your head. We're going to put them on paper. And then we're going to, there's actually a prayer in the beginning of this. There's a prayer in the end of this. We're not going to just use self-will to get rid of this, although that's nice to use the will to, like I said, use that pen exercise to delete it. We're going to use the power of spirit to take this out of your life too. So it's a powerful, powerful way for you to start out tomorrow. You can be doing this. You can start to release and let go and have more joy, happiness, and freedom in all areas of your life. Of course, it's up to you. It's a choice. You know, some people will go to the page releaserenew.com, and then their old thinking will kick in, and they'll go, oh, this isn't for me. This isn't going to help, or it's too much, you know, and they devalue it. They devalue the program, or they devalue themselves, or they look for the things that are wrong about it, okay, and then they make a choice based on what's wrong instead of what was right for them. I hope that's not you, because if it is, that's probably a pattern you need to break. I know for me, I had to start to look at things from a more optimistic point of view, and I had the habit of looking what was wrong with everything. And I have some great stories around that. One was, I'll tell you real quick, I had a habit of I was single for 10 years, and I would always try to find fault. What was wrong with this person that is in my life, right? And I did that for 10 years. And then at one point I went, I got to switch this around. So I made a pact with God. I said, listen, if you will put the right relationship in my life, I'll play full out. I'll pretend that this relationship is the absolute perfect relationship for me. And as a result of that, I'll do whatever you the result I didn't know at the time, but I will do everything for you, Lord, if you'll do that for me. And you know what happened? A week later, Judy, my wife of 16 years now, was put in my life, and I had to play full out that she was the one. Oh, my gosh. When we make pacts with the divine, things happen quickly. But, you know, I want to say this. I was very clear at the time. I'd done my release exercises. I'd done them time and time again, and I was clear. I was really clear with what I was choosing to have in my life. I'd done the inner work, and sure enough, it showed up immediately. So through this process, you too will get clear, and it'll take you a lot closer to manifesting your dreams, your visions, your goals. I hope this has been a benefit to you, and I hope you will continue to listen to the third audio in the series, and go to releaserenew.com and get started today releasing the past. Release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, renew, R-E-N-E-W.com, and get your Release Renew com package and program. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings, and tune in for the third audio in this series.